Lord, I ask the Holy Spirit to touch my lips, to open our hearts, and transform our lives. Amen. Amen. So many themes to choose from. Matthew's gospel is a treasure chest of topics. I could talk about lost opportunities, or our spiritual gifts, or God's generosity and willingness to let us grow into His image. There is one connecting theme for all of these topics that call to me at this time in my life, and that is fear and its chilling effect in our lives. As many of you know, this gospel is called the Parable of Talents. A very wealthy man is going on a trip, so he calls three of his servants together and told them that he would be gone for a long time and that he was leaving them in charge of his wealth. So he divided his wealth and gave it to the three servants. The first servant he gave 5 talents. Now that might not sound like much, but in Jesus' day that was a tremendous amount of money. The second servant he gave 2 talents. Again, less, but still a lot. And the third, he gave 1 talent. And even 1 was a tremendous amount of money. Now, to give us all a common understanding of the value of a talent, originally it was meant to mean a large sum of money. And since I Google a lot, I Googled it to see how much a talent would be worth today. And according to Wikipedia, one talent weighed about 75 pounds of gold. At $128 an ounce, that would be about $1.5 million in today. So that just 1 talent is worth $1.5 million. Over the years, though, it has come to mean gifts and abilities. The first servant took the 5 talents his master had given him and put it to work and earned 5 more. And the second invested his 2 wisely and again doubled the money. The third servant took the 1 talent he was given and buried it in the ground for safekeeping. When the master returned, he was very pleased with his first 2 servants. That when they told him that he had doubled his money, "Well done," he said, "because you have been faithful with what I have given you, I will give you much more." "How about you?" he asked the third. "What did you do with the money that I left for you?" Well, the third servant said to his master, "I know that you are a hard man, and I was afraid. So I went out and hid your treasure in the ground so it would be safe. So here it is." "Well," the master was very angry. He said, "You wicked and lazy servant. You could have at least put my money in the bank where it could have earned something." Then he took that 1 talent and gave it to the man who had been given 5. The third servant was so afraid of failure, he took no risk. He buried his talent and got nothing. In fact, he lost something. He lost the opportunity to make something better or greater with the huge opportunity that God had given, that his master had given him. But he didn't, because he was afraid. Look at it this way. The first and second servant knew their master. They wanted to please their master. They had faith that their master would not let them fail. While the third servant was afraid of his master. So some might say, "But Joe, he took the safe route." And that's true, but he missed so much. Just as the master would not have let his servants fail, neither will God let us fail in building the kingdom of God. Looking back, I suppose the servant realized he blew a sure thing. His master would have not set him up to fail. It was a guaranteed 100% foolproof thing. But he was afraid. Just as the master went away and left his servants to continue his work and prosper, Jesus left the earth through resurrection. And he's left us, his servants, to continue his work and prosper. The master was generous with his people, just as God is with us. And ultimately, I think the servant was punished for knowing what to do, but did nothing. I think it's like standing on the sideline and turning a blind eye to protesters and others spewing hate speech. That is a conscious decision. Why don't we do what we know we should do? I'm not talking about some overt sinful act. I'm talking about not caring enough for our brothers and sisters who are hurting or are in need to get involved. I sometimes think I write these sermons more for me than I do for you. I need to hear these words more than you do sometimes. And this is one of those cases. I've been discerning a possible ministry, one that puts me way, way, way past my comfort zone. It involves a very public witness and the need for healing of the city and the need and the power of prayer to heal wounds. I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and yet my fear of failure has paralyzed me. I've been so afraid to look foolish that I've not been able to even fully articulate my ideas to other clergy. But I realize now, not acting, by not doing what I know I should do, I am making a decision. The message and the spirit of the word has led me to not using my given talent and gifts of pastoral care and faith and hospitality. To keep them hidden or buried is a tremendous waste. There is so much work to be done in the world, so much good we can do, but if we do nothing, we are as much part of the problem. And here's a shameless Caritas plug. As you know, we'll be having Caritas in several weeks. And we are blessed to have the opportunity every year to show someone we care, to use some of our talents, even if it's making sandwiches, giving someone a smile, shaking a hand, spending some time. Those talents can help improve someone's day in a very genuine way. To do our work to build the kingdom of God. Maybe fear of getting involved has stopped you from volunteering. But it's not too late to use your God-given gifts. I make you this promise. I will try this experiment of mine. And if it fails, it won't be because I didn't use the talents God had given me. I will work past the fear. Dear Lord, help us to use our talents that you have given us to be what you have intended us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.